This freestanding vertical steel frame sheet of transparent glass 9 feet high and 5.5 feet wide, divided in two horizontally like a sash window, has bizarre drawings and flat shapes on it in coloured lead. It's called The Bride Stripped Bare by Her Bachelors Even, or The Large Glass. It was made in 1966 by British artist Richard Hamilton, and it's a replica of a work created between 1915 and 1923 by Marcel Duchamp, who intended it as an ironic comment on sex, potentially mechanical and frustrating. Hamilton based his reconstruction on Duchamp's original notes and drawings. The lower half is the bachelor apparatus, labelled by Duchamp celle, for célibataire, bachelor in French. The upper half is the bride's domain, labelled mar, for mariée, bride. These abbreviations together make up Duchamp's first name, Marcel, so the work may be a kind of self-portrait. Let's start with the bottom section. On the left is a group of nine what look like brown tailor's dummies, referred to by Duchamp as malic moulds, a combination of male and phallic, the bachelors. In front of them, drawn angled towards us in yellow, is what looks like a rectangular fish tank with a paddle wheel inside. Two tubes project vertically from the tank. The top of each joins at 90 degrees the end of a horizontal yellow tube projecting to the right. These two tubes cross like helicopter blades. Where they cross, a vertical tube runs down to a machine consisting of three dark brown cylinders in a circular arrangement, a chocolate grinder. Between the tubes and the grinder is an arc of pale brown cone shapes like dirty stained glass, one inside the next, representing sieves, and made according to Duchamp's specific instructions with dust and varnish. Thin lines representing more tubes lead direct from the bachelors to the first of these cones. The idea is that the bachelors respond to the bride by pumping what Duchamp called illuminating gas along the tubes. Far right is a small silver-black circle, with, in a vertical row beneath, three oval shapes composed of different arrangements of lines. These are the oculus rings, based on the equipment used by opticians, and they represent witnesses to the wedding. In the top half of the work, firmly separated from the bottom by the central horizontal line, the bride is represented down the left side by a series of linked, jutting, angular shapes like a mobile. All the way across the top, like a speech bubble, is a pink cloud, the Milky Way or blossoming, which represents the bride's growing desire for the bachelors. In it, side by side, are three square holes. These represent flags with which the bride can signal to the bachelors. And down the right are nine tiny circular holes in the glass. These are shots representing the landing of the gas. To find the position of the shots in the original work, Duchamp fired matches from a toy cannon. Do feel free to move round the back, being careful of the jutting supports. There, at the top of the chocolate grinder, the work has been signed in black by both Hamilton and Duchamp. Duchamp writing that he confirms it's a faithful replica. Richard Hamilton.
The extraordinary thing about the large glass for me is that it is evident that he was trying to do something that was completely novel. It was as though it wasn't a question of doing something novel in that it was a different kind of story, a different kind of narrative, a different way of painting, but it's as though it's another kind of art. It's to say, if art didn't exist, what would art be like? And then starting from that far down. And during this process of starting from scratch, he even gets to the point of saying, we don't need eyes. You know, the retina is not the thing that makes artists. It's the mind that makes the artist.